Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Going free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Eagle Hour. Bob Getty. I've got it by myself today from the First Bank Studio here in Hattiesburg. Kelly Santer up at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We're going to be talking to Kelly later in the week. Luke taking a few days off. We're glad you're with us around the state on the Super Talk Radio Network, online, wherever you may be tuned in. Welcome to another edition of the Eagle Hour, opening segment every day, sponsored by our good buddies at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Justin and his guys are absolutely the best. They serve delicious food 7 days a week, and they'll cater any event for you. If you're thinking about an upcoming football tailgate, no better person to call than Dickey's Barbecue, and we thank them for their support of the Eagle Hour. Got a great show for you today. About to introduce the newest member of the baseball coaching staff, Patrick McGee, for the Biloxi Sun-Herald, and now the New Orleans Times-Picayune is going to join us later in the show. And then we're going to talk stakes later in the hour. We know all you guys listening will be attuned to that. But first, we want to introduce the newest member of the Southern Miss baseball coaching staff, Coach Ben Brewer. His first appearance on the Eagle Hour. Coach, welcome to the Eagle Hour and welcome to the Southern Miss baseball family.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Excited to talk with you today and be around the program.
I know that you did a little coaching earlier in your career under a great friend of ours, Hill Denson. You told me before we went on the air, having been in Mississippi before, you were well aware of the passionate fan base and the great love for Southern Miss baseball when you came here. Did that help make the decision a little easier maybe to come?
Absolutely. Made the decision very easy, and that's something that, you know, Coach Denson, you know, showed me early on, and talking about the program from where it started and what it's grown into, and couldn't be happier to be a part of it.
Well, we love our head coach, Scott Berea. He'd be the first to tell you Hill Denson, obviously, great figure in Southern Miss baseball history. So you're under a good man, and you're under another good man now. Now, Coach Brewer, one of the things that you'll be doing on the staff of Scott Berea is heading up and organizing and managing all the baseball camps. And we've learned through the years how important those camps are to the baseball program. But they're also important to young people throughout South Mississippi. I know you've got a couple coming up, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about those.
Yes, sir. The camps have always been awesome at Southern Miss, and I'm hoping to kind of keep that going. But we've got a father-son or a father-daughter camp coming up August 21st. I think it's a good opportunity, you know, for fathers to spend time with their kids and be on the field and, you know, opportunity to learn some fundamentals of hitting, you know, catching, throwing, fielding. You know, so when they're playing with their kids, whether it's in the backyard or at a baseball field somewhere, you know, it's an opportunity for them to help them. And we also got a camp. It's going to be every Monday in September. Call it Hitting Under the Lights camp. That's just a good opportunity to take BP on the field. Also work, you know, fundamentals, mechanics of hitting, and hopefully, you know, get better with a couple sessions of that.
Now, did I understand you to say that's every Monday during the month of September?
Yes, sir. So I believe it's scheduled from 6 o'clock to 8 at night. It'll be an opportunity to hit in the cages, do some drills, And then also we'll flip the lights on and play some music, get on the turf, and get to take BP, you know, like our players would pregame and do some things like that.
And what are the ages for that camp, Coach?
The ages are going to be 7th grade through high school.
All right, so anybody within that time frame is eligible. Now, if you're a parent that wants to come to the father-daughter, father-son camp, or if you're a parent that has a child that you'd like to get involved in any of your upcoming camps, how do they reach you? What do they need to do to get signed up? And I guess it's not too early now to get signed up.
No, this is the perfect time to get signed up. And you can go to usmbaseballcamps.com. It'll bring up all the registration options. And it's a pretty easy setup on the website and pretty self-explanatory. And we got a couple options up there. So you can kind of pick and choose, you know, what works best for each person.
All right, Coach, now that you've been here a little while and I guess a short time, and you had an opportunity to kind of settle in here in Hattiesburg and learn more about the baseball program, your thoughts about your role upcoming with baseball and what you hope to contribute to the program?
Well, I'm gonna work with catchers, and I'm going to help Coach Creel with some hitting. And, you know, we've got some talented hitters on the team, so the good part about that, you know, I can come in and you know, kind of fit in, see where I fit in, and Coach Creel's been doing a great job. So it'll be easy to kind of hop in and learn from him and probably learn from the players a little bit too, which is a good opportunity. And then with the catchers, you know, just excited to work with Blake Johnson and some other guys we got coming in. Blake's really talented and has the opportunity to continue having a great career here. So couldn't be more excited to work with those guys.
When you got the call from Scott Berry, what was the most attractive thing to you, Coach Brewer, about becoming part of the Golden Eagle staff?
Well, the community, the tradition. You know, I know what type of program this is and how much winning they've done. Also, you know, really to be around Coach Berry and the coaching staff, the entire coaching staff, I've got a lot of respect for who they are as people and baseball coaches as well. So I think when you have an opportunity to work with good people that are good at their jobs, it's very hard to pass up.
And I know you've had a chance to talk to them about the personnel of the baseball program. Lost some really good players this past year, two underclassmen, two seniors, but this is, and I guess you would agree with me, this is a talent-rich program that is going to have plenty of talent to put on the ball field next year.
Absolutely. You know, it's, you always want players from your program to be able to move on and play professional baseball and hopefully get drafted. And you know, when that happens to guys and they get that opportunity, you know, of course you want them to be at Southern Miss for a long time, but you got to support those guys because that's a, you know, lifelong dream for a lot of people.
A couple of minutes left. I want to talk to you just a minute about your time with Coach Hill Denson, a beloved figure here in Hattiesburg, but really throughout the entire baseball world. And a great, great personality. Your thoughts about your time with Coach Denson?
It was incredible. You know, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I got a call from Coach Denson. Wanted me to drive down the next day to interview, and drove down to Belhaven up in Jackson, Mississippi, and talked with him and Josh Clark, who's at Hines Community College now. I talked with them for a couple hours, and I moved down to Mississippi, you know, 2 weeks later. He gave me a lot of responsibility the very minute I stepped on the field, and I think that made me a better coach. He trusted me, kind of let me fail at times, and then would push me in the right direction. You know, so very thankful to be around him. Actually, I got to see him last night for a little bit, so that was a good time.
A big personality, a really colorful personality. I'm going to guess you saw some of that in your 2 years as well.
Oh, saw a lot of it, and it makes it a lot of fun to be around him and work for him. And you know, that's why a lot of people love him, is because he's always himself, and he has that ability to kind of put a smile on people's faces and get people moving in the right direction.
Well, you know, too, Coach, I don't need to tell you what a great coach and what a great man you work for now. Coach Scott Barry, really a salt of the earth kind of guy. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yes, sir, 100%. And you can see that from, you know, the first time you meet him and getting to be around him every day. Definitely a blessing and something that I'm looking forward to, you know, every day coming to the office.
All right, real quickly, run through those camps again. Dates, times, and how people can reach you.
Yes, sir. Father-son or father-daughter camp, August 21st. It's going to start at 1 in the afternoon, go to about 5. Great opportunity to be on the field and spend time with your kids. And then September, every Monday night in September, we're going to have Hitting Under the Lights. Great opportunity to get better as a hitter. And also get to take some BP on the field.
All right, Coach, welcome to the Southern Miss baseball family. Glad to have you on the Eagle Hour. You are welcome here anytime, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and it was good talking with you.
All right, new baseball coach, Southern Miss, Ben Brewer. Great camps coming up. Patrick McGee is moving on. We're going to tell you about that next. Hang on.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Our thanks to new baseball coach Ben Brewer for joining us in the first segment of the show. Glad to have him on board here in Hattiesburg. This segment of the show is sponsored by Campus Bookmark, campusbookmark.net on Hardy Street, right across from the campus. And what a great place to buy Southern Miss apparel. Football stuff coming in each and every day. Make sure you're geared up for your first tailgate and you're fully equipped at Campus Bookmart at campusbookmart.net. Patrick McGee for the Biloxi Sun-Herald now on the Eagle Hour, actually reporting from the corner of 8th Avenue and Magazine Street in downtown New Orleans. Patrick, I think this is our first live report from the Crescent City like this.
Well, I've actually done a few. I guess we just didn't introduce it as so. My ex-girlfriend lived down here in New Orleans, and I've done a fair amount of interviews with y'all from New Orleans, but it's a little different this time around.
I'll take that back. I do remember you did one from outside the captain's table one afternoon with us.
Commanders. That was the bougiest interview we've done so far.
Well, Patrick, I'm gonna go ahead and make this and let our listeners know this now, and then we'll get on to Southern Miss football. But this is really your last week with the Biloxi Sun-Herald, which you've done it's hard to describe the job you've done covering Southern Miss sports. You start a new job Monday with the Times-Picayune. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I'm so excited, and at the same time, I'm thankful for all the Southern Miss fans who've read my stuff and subscribed to the Sun-Herald. The Sun-Herald's not going to quit covering Southern Miss. They're going to look to fill my spot pretty quickly, so everybody can kind of still look to the Sun-Herald for solid Southern Miss coverage. I just kind of have a little window to get somebody in place, but it's I've been at the Sun-Herald 9 years, and I've covered Southern Miss for a good chunk of the last 22 years, all the way back, you know, when I first started Southern Miss as a student. I was working the Hattiesburg American within a month or two of starting school, and really since then, I've been in South Mississippi working a variety of roles, but for the most part, I was around Southern Miss a good bit. I remember covering Courtney Blades and softball and really kind of Rod Davis and football and going all the way back. So it's really kind of for me, it's the end of an important period of my life, but one that I'm really excited I'm excited to take with the Times-Picayune.
Interesting that you talked about covering Courtney Blades, because obviously she's a legendary softball player, one of the real pioneers of women's collegiate softball. When you look back on your career as the beat writer for Southern Miss, what are the things that stick out in your mind the most, Patrick?
Well, obviously a lot of football, a lot of travel. You know, I don't travel as much as I used to, but covering the Hawaii Bowl, going all the way up to Annapolis to cover them against Navy, and, of course, making my way out around pretty much every site in Conference USA. I got to see a lot of places and do a lot of cool things. And you know, a lot of good baseball, mostly good football, basketball, you know, you never know.
Right.
It's been, you know, I've seen a lot of coaches come and go in every sport. I guess baseball has had the most continuity in that regard. But it's gotten to know a lot of people, and most of them like me.
Right.
So, no, I feel like, you know, now is a good time for me to kind of take on a new challenge. I feel like I kind of leave that role at the Sun Herald in a good place.
Right, no question about it. Your coverage of Southern Miss has been so important, and I think it's important that what you just said, that the paper is going to continue to provide a reporter to cover Southern Miss athletics. Did I understand that right?
Yeah, that's right. I think they've already started interviews. So they're trying to move quickly. These things don't always, you know, happen in the course of a week or two. It may take a month or so, but we're trying to line up people that can kind of contribute. In the meantime, Stan Caldwell has done a fair amount of reporting for us, covering baseball and basketball and some football. He's somebody that can kind of contribute and really get some good content. Stan's always gives a good report. So it'll take a little adjustment period, but yeah, they're definitely going to keep covering Southern Miss.
Good deal. And you're going to be, we're going to give you a couple of weeks to get settled. How generous of us, right?
Yeah.
To get settled and moving your new job, but you're going to stay in touch with the show and be a part of the show. We wouldn't want to lose you. And you'll be able to provide us with some weekly updates on the Saints. Am I right?
Yeah, my role will be digital content editor, which means I'm going to be dealing with a lot of different stories, whether it's Pelicans, Saints, you know, LSU, high schools. I'll be working with a lot of reporters on a bunch of different things. And I'll do some writing, but it'll be more fringe stuff, not anything on anything specific. Stuff that will kind of cater towards our web readership and stuff like that. But mainly I'll be in a support role and making sure there's good headlines on stuff and really, you know, maximizing social media and stuff like that. But, yeah, I will be more tuned into the Saints than I have in my entire life.
There you go.
You know, and so that's I'll be happy to come on and talk a little Saints with y'all.
And the Times-Picayune, really one of the great remaining newspapers in the country, Patrick.
Oh, absolutely. It's really one of the few large local publications that is growing, and it's locally owned in South Louisiana. They're expanding the staff. They've added members in the sports department just to handle the sports betting. I think they've hired three different people. They brought back Jeff Duncan, the well-known Saints columnist. He's already turning out stuff that people are really eating up. He broke that Michael Thomas story this week about how he and the Saints aren't exactly on the same page. So, yeah, it's the Times-Picayune in terms of all things NOLA and Saints and everything else is really the place to read that stuff.
You really can't overemphasize the love affair between the people of New Orleans and really in Mississippi and the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, all you got to do is look at the ratings every week. The highest ratings in each city, New Orleans is always at the top. Everything stops, so people watch the Saints. So I'm really kind of, you know, yeah, I've seen it. You know, I grew up in Mississippi, lived my first 42 years in Mississippi. But it's going to be interesting in New Orleans, really kind of soaking that all in and understand how readers really engage with the team. I'm really kind of excited to being part of something like that where people are so passionate about a team like the Saints.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Patrick, I have friends to this day up in the Mississippi Delta that are season ticket holders for the Saints. I've always contended that Mississippians adopted the New Orleans Saints when they first came into the league as Mississippi's NFL football team. You wouldn't, I gather, disagree with that.
No, you run into some Cowboys and Titans fans, but really the Saints dominate the state, and I would say the Mobile and South Alabama area and stretching in Pensacola. So really the Gulf Coast region, the Saints have really that wrapped up. There's Saints fans everywhere, and the southern half of Mississippi is just—it's just dominated by Saints fans.
Right. You must be excited to be moving to. You told me you think you may have a place near Magazine Street, but
yeah.
What an incredible culture to move in and become a part of, Patrick.
Yeah, I just put in my first application apartment. Whether it works out, we'll see. But I remember I just walked up the street and saw a cabin, which is really a high-class place. And there was, on the other side of the street, there's Shawarma on the Run, which is really cheap Mediterranean food. And there's just an Ethiopian restaurant, right? Like, not even a two-minute walk from the place. So it's going to be a little bit different. So much food, so many options. I'm going to have to make sure I don't spend all my rent money on food.
Right.
I am really excited about moving into a city like New Orleans. It's really, there's no other place in America like it.
Right. Well, no, absolutely not. And hopefully all this virus will get settled down. I did have a doctor tell me yesterday that based on what he has observed in the countries that got the Delta variant before us, that he believes there's a pretty good chance that by the end of next month, it will decline as rapidly as has increased. And I hope for the sake of Southern Miss football fans, New Orleans Saints football fans, that is the truth. All right, about 90 seconds left in this segment, Patrick. We'll get you back on the show in a couple of weeks. But any observations here about Southern Miss football practice that jump out at you? Any thoughts in that regard?
I'm planning on going out on Friday morning and catching the practice. The only one I've been able to see so far was the first. Obviously, I've had a lot going on. But it's pretty upbeat. I thought it was interesting. I think Will Hall started the practice over yesterday when he wasn't pleased with what he saw in the first 15 minutes. So I think they're still in that getting-to-know-you phase. The fall camp is not spring. It's an entirely different animal, and the standard of performance and play and practice is going to be much higher from Will Hall and his staff. So it's, you know, there's still that little bit of adjustment, and it'll be interesting to see where this team is. Today's an off day, and they'll get back rolling on Thursday and Friday, and I think these next two practices are going to be important. It'll be interesting to see what Will Hall has to say.
Right. Yeah, I read that where he started practice over. I guess that's a sign Coach Hall is pretty serious right now.
Yeah, he wants them to understand where the expectations are. That's kind of the main thing as a first-year coach is you want everybody to know where the standard is set. And so that's really what that's all about. And I think it's probably a good sign that he's willing to kind of challenge the guys and not just kind of go with the flow.
Right. Patrick, it would be impossible for me to overemphasize how grateful I am to you for the contributions you've made toward this show since the day we went on the air. We're really grateful to you for that. We're going to, like I said, give you a couple of weeks to get settled, and then we're going to bring you back on, and you're going to be our New Orleans Saints guy, and also obviously continue to talk to you about Southern Miss. But congratulations to you, my friend, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks so much, Bob. I mean, really, being part of your show has been such a good thing for me, and I think it's helped me kind of interact with fans on a more personal level. Everybody makes assumptions whenever you write something or see a tweet or something, but they don't really know you until you hear their voice. So I think it's really helped me out, so I really appreciate you having me be part of the show.
All right, man. We're glad to have you, and we're glad to be getting you back here soon. Patrick McGee, everybody. Biloxi Sun-Herald. As of Monday, the New Orleans Times Picayune. Good job, Patrick.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Eagle Hour. Bob Getty in the First Bank Studio here in Hattiesburg. Glad you're with us on the Super Talk Radio Network this afternoon, wherever you may be listening, online or on a multitude of podcast platforms that Luke tells you about when he's here. So we're just glad you're tuned in, however you choose to do that. Patrick McGee from the Biloxi Sun-Herald and now the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Thank him for his participation in the show today. Also want to thank new Southern Miss baseball coach Ben Brewer for joining us so early in the program. Now, I want you to stop for just a few minutes, guys, and picture this. Football season is just now a little over 30 days away. Going to be one road game and then the first home game. So it'll be time for the initial tailgate of the season. So we know you're going to want to do it upright. You're going to get the tent. You're going to get the cold beer. You're going to bring the music. You're going to bring the barbecue grill. And you want to kick the season off in high style. And you want the food to be delicious, and you want all your guests to be entertained. So what better way to kick off the year than maybe charcoaling some steaks out on the campus during your initial Southern Miss tailgate? And so we've got the guy on the show right now Brad Bullion, who is one of the owners and the manager of Coyote Point Meat Company here in Hattiesburg, and he can fix you guys up with steaks of just about any kind you want for your upcoming tailgate. Brad, I appreciate you coming on the Eagle Hour and sharing this information with us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me.
Well, there's one thing that's completely different about the Coyote Point Meat Company, and I want to try to educate the guys that listen to the show all over the state about that today, and that is your company sells grass-fed beef only, as opposed to some of the more, you know, some of the cuts of steak and other meats that you'll find in various grocery stores. Tell us how and why that's better, Brad.
Okay. Well, we raise everything at our ranch here. And the thing about it is we do a grass-fed and we grain finish them. And it just gives you a better quality meat. We don't use hormones. We don't use antibiotics. There's no preservatives. And, you never know what's in your meat these days. And, the way our Angus cows are taken care of, we're at least an acre, if not two acres per cow. And so in the end, you just get a lot better of a product.
Now, I'm understanding this right. The meat that you're selling here in Hattiesburg is from cattle that are raised here in Hattiesburg as well.
Yes, sir. Correct. We have a 200 acre ranch behind Canebrake. It's actually behind the barn at Bridlewood. Right past where Cotton Construction is, so we're very local in the West Hattiesburg area.
So you raise that cattle here, you have that cattle processed, you bring it to your store, and that's just about as fresh as it gets, correct?
Correct, yes, sir. Everything, that was our whole dream from the beginning, is to do everything farm to table. We just, really wanted to give the Hattiesburg area something that we just don't feel like they have, We raised ourselves. We'll never source our beef, and farm to table has just kind of been our thing from the beginning.
All right, Brad, let's talk about football tailgating, and let's talk about cooking beef at a football tailgate. Tell us about some of the cuts of steak you have in your store, and what would be your suggestions for tailgating and cooking steaks on a tailgate?
Okay, well, yeah, we carry cuts that you can't get anywhere else. We'll have flank steaks. We have inside and outside skirts. We carry your more standard cuts, your ribeyes, your New York strips, your fillets, and your sirloins. The most popular cut as far as grilling is always going to be your ribeye or your New York strip. Those are, just really good cuts. You can do other things as well. Flank steak is a great one. But, again, we carry cuts that you can't get anywhere else, like a picanha steak, which is a Brazilian cut. And there's tons of videos and everything that I've looked at before we started carrying it, where you grill the entire steak. It's the top cap of the sirloin, and then you can slice about 8 to 10 steaks out of it. And it's, Carl from Carl's Wine and Spirits, it's his favorite cut. It's sirloin, which a lot of people were kind of like, oh, sirloin's tough, but this top cap of the sirloin is just, it's melt-in-your-mouth tender. And we do the 21-day dry age on the entire side of beef, so it just gives such a better flavor, and it gives more time for everything to kind of break down and just gives you a much more tender cut.
Brad, what is the difference in a ribeye steak and a cowboy ribeye steak?
So the cowboy ribeye steak is the same cut. It's just usually you cut it thicker and you leave the bone in. So it's basically a tomahawk, but instead of leaving that long bone out, it's basically just a really thick bone-in ribeye.
I got you. Is that a good steak to grill, like at a tailgate?
It's a great steak, yes, sir. It's a great steak to grill.
All right, now, so if you were going to recommend to our listening audience three steaks that would make the best three for tailgating, what would your suggestion be?
My suggestion would be ribeye, New York strip, and the picanha.
And the picanha, which is unusual. That's not something I've heard before.
Right, yeah, you can't get anywhere. A lot of people, if they've ever seen it before, I've seen it where the picanha is cut down. Like I said, you grill the whole thing and then you cut it down into steaks. And it's usually put on it looks like a sword. It's a big skewer. They're wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Are you a charcoal steak cooking guy or a gas grill cooking guy?
Personally, I like charcoal. I mean, there's nothing wrong with gas grilling, but, you know, charcoal is just what my dad always did for when I was really, really young. He's kind of swapped over to gas these days, but, you know, I guess it's just one of those childhood things. You know, it brings me back when I eat, you know, charcoal grilled steaks.
Now, if somebody wants to cook hamburgers at their Southern Miss tailgate, you guys got a variety of meats for that as well.
Yes, sir. That's another part I think we're kind of unique. We do carry 80-20 and 90-10, which are your standard ground beefs. We also do a ground sirloin, which is a ground steak. And our biggest seller right now that has just been taken off, we have ground brisket, which is, it's unbelievable how good it is.
Let's talk about charcoaling some brisket burgers for a Southern Miss tailgate. What is your recommendation there?
You know, I personally like to do about a third pound patty. The thing that's great about the ground brisket is everyone loves brisket. You know, I mean, we sell out of brisket so quick. It's just a huge seller. And the ground brisket, you get that good rich flavor that you have in a brisket as well. It's not too fat and it's not too lean. So it's going to be just that perfect mixture to give you that perfect juicy burger that you would like. And again, it's charcoal is my favorite, but again, nothing wrong with gas. If you like propane, you know, it's going to come out just as good, too. And our ground beef's been doing wonderful so far, so we're really excited about how it's turned out.
So that ground beef combined with ground brisket, cooked on a charcoal grill, big bun, tomato, lettuce, onions, mustard, mayonnaise, that's a pretty good tailgate meal there, is it not?
Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
That should make the fans happy if you serve them that before a Southern Miss game.
That's right. It definitely should.
All right. Now, you got to spice this meat right at the first Southern Miss tailgate. And I've been in your store. I've sampled your food, so I know how good it is. You got a huge selection of different spices that our fans can use for their tailgates.
Oh, yes, sir, we do. That was kind of one of the things that, you know, Nathan Walker and I got into when we first started doing this, as well as Ted. And, you know, we really just wanted to start bringing stuff in that, you know, you can't really get in Hattiesburg. I know, you know, actually both of our seasoning lines, our two biggest seasoning lines that we carry, you can't find in Hattiesburg. One is the Bearded Butchers. They have millions of followers on YouTube. You can look up any of their videos on YouTube, and their spices are just wonderful. And the other one is a recommendation that my dad had, and I mean, it's got a catchy name, and it's just it's taken off. I mean, both of them do really good. And you know, we wanted you know, the meat is high quality. You know, it's got great flavor in it, but you know, we really wanted to give people, you know, the spices that you just really can't get anywhere else. And so that's why we've gotten such a big selection.
Brad, how would you recommend this? There's a new local brewery here that's brewing a new beer called Go Gold Beer. So you get you a case of the Go Gold Beer, some ribeyes and some brisket burgers from Coyote Point Meat Company, and that's what you engage in during the first tailgate. Scale of 1 to 10, I think that would be a 10. What about you?
Oh, 100% that would be a 10. I mean, that beer sounds amazing, and yeah, you know, we'll give you the – we'll set you up with any cut of meat that you want and any seasoning that you need. And, you know, we're very knowledgeable up there. We've done our research on our seasonings, our beef, and we can help you set up anything to give you that perfect tailgate experience.
All right, Brad, how do my listeners find you? Where are you?
Okay, so we're at 6565 Highway 98 West, Suite 100. We're right next to Sky Sushi and Carl's Wine and Spirits. We ship as well, and we do free delivery in town. You can go to our website. It's www.coyotepointmeatcompany.com. We have a Facebook and an Instagram as well, and you can contact us through any of those channels. You can also call the store at 601-909-6067.
Brad Bullion from Coyote Point Meat Company setting the table for the opening tailgate of Southern Miss football. Brad, thanks for your time. Great conversation.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, and we'd appreciate anyone to come out and just taste the difference at Coyote Point.
All right. Brad Bullion, everybody. How does that sound? A kickoff football season with some ribeyes, some of that new Southern Miss beer, grass-fed ribeyes, some burgers with brisket. Man, we'll be back. We'll be right back.
tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to mention 4th Street Bar and Grill every day. A great $8.95 plate lunch. Tomorrow's the best day of the week. Catfish Friday at 4th Street. They just have absolutely wonderful catfish, hush puppies, french fries, iced tea, $8.95. That includes your tax. And also, want to thank our good buddies at D1 and DBAT, great training facility here for the Pine Belt, baseball and softball over at DBAT, and, of course, training for all athletes of every age and every sport at D1 Training. Check them out. It's a tremendous facility. I want to say something just for a moment or two about Patrick McGee. Patrick, as you heard earlier, moving on to the Biloxi, from the Biloxi Sun-Herald to the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Patrick has been on the Eagle Hour since the first week this show came on, about almost 4 years ago now, hard to believe. And he's really never missed a week. And he has been, more important than that, he has been the best sports writer for Southern Miss Athletics in the state of Mississippi for the past many years, since the Clarion Ledger disappeared and basically quit covering anybody except the two schools up north and occasionally some information about Jackson State, all but ignore most Southern Miss athletics. Patrick McGee never did that. He picked up the mantle from Rick Cleveland, his days at the Clarion Ledger, and did just an incredible job covering Southern Miss athletics. He assured us, as you heard, that the newspaper on the Gulf Coast understands the importance of that role, and Patrick optimistic that whoever takes his place will do the same type of job in promoting and supporting and covering Southern Miss athletics. So we'll look forward to meeting whoever that is, and we want you to encourage the paper down there as well to continue the standard that Patrick McGee has set in covering our Golden Eagles. Also, I want to say hello to my very dear friend and show contributor Al Holder up in Brandon. Al has been under the weather for the past several days and not feeling very well at all, but I've been in touch with him every day, and he's getting better by the hour and on the road to improvement, and we expect Al to be back to full steam here in the next couple of days. We look forward to having Al back on the show very soon. Some more baseball news for you. Southern Miss baseball coach Scott Berry announced yesterday that Keller Bradford has been hired as the new director of player development and operations. He returns to his alma mater after spending two seasons as an assistant coach at Hines Community College. His duties under his new title here will be organizing team travel, fundraising, and serving as the program's liaison with the program boosters, with the booster club, the dugout club, as well as assisting in camps and on-campus recruiting. In addition, he'll oversee analytics and technology for the program. In his first season at Hines, overseeing the pitching staff, seven pitchers signed or committed to move on to play at the four-year level, with five of them moving on to Division I. That staff produced a 2.20 earned run average, good for second in the nation, according to the NJCAA, while allowing only 70 hits and 94 innings pitched. And that was good for 10th in the nation. And, of course, he pitched here. He started out his he worked as a pitching coach, I should say, at Mississippi Delta Community College before beginning to move up the ladder. And, of course, he played at Sam Temple, where he competed for a national championship there as a freshman, and ended up here at Southern Miss, and was a very effective relief pitcher in the 2018 season. He threw 30 innings and 23 appearances, had a 3.52 ERA, helped the Golden Eagles to yet another CUSA title, and he was an outstanding pitcher, great kid, great student. And he is the son of former Golden Eagle and former Major League pitching star Chad Bradford, who spent 12 years playing professional baseball as a relief pitcher, and he was really an outstanding pitcher. So another Golden Eagle comes back to the fold as Scott Berry announces yesterday that Keller Bradford returns as the director of player development and operations for Southern Miss Baseball, and we're very glad to have him back. All right, tomorrow on the show, another great Southern Miss name, Todd Pinkston, was an outstanding all-conference wide receiver for the Golden Eagles under coach Jeff Bauer. He went on to play for the Philadelphia Eagles and had about five or six really productive seasons in the NFL, played in a Super Bowl, caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl, and is now coaching football. We're looking forward to having Todd Pinkston return to the show again tomorrow. Kelly Santer, if I didn't mention it earlier, is back up at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, a weekend where they have both NASCAR and Indy racing. We're going to be getting some reports from Kelly probably tomorrow, very certainly on Friday, probably both days from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then Friday, we will be at Excalibur Vapes here in Oak Grove. It is a great place, a really tremendous business, having a big weekend. They're going to have professional wrestlers. They're going to have vape radio there. They're going to be giving away all kinds of food and smoking, some information on how they can help you quit smoking. And that's one thing that we're very interested in helping anybody do that we can. The folks at Excalibur Vapes can do that. So we'll be there Friday. And Caleb Hamill will be joining me Friday afternoon, our Presbyterian Christian school play-by-play voice. So we look forward to that. We're glad you tune in every day. We appreciate you very, very much. We thank you humbly every day for the comments and the communication you give us and for tuning into our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And until then, Southern Miss fans, Southern Miss to the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.